Hello and welcome to Rumpersaw Football. We'll take a look at soccer's current events and a little bit about the Premier League clubs. Arsenal, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Aubameyang has joined the long line of legendary Arsenal strikers such as Ian Wright, Dennis Bergkamp, and Thierry Henry and Robin Van Persie. His extraordinary pace and astounding finishing make him one of Africa's finest players of all time. Despite being stuck halfway down the league, he still managed to score 22 goals. Aston Villa had Jack Grealish. I mean, who else could I pick? John McGinn, Konsa, Tyrone Mings? There's not really many options to choose from. In fact, there's only one, Jack Grealish, and if I didn't select it, I'd be sent to the local loony bin. Brighton, Lewis Dunk. Brighton might have shipped 54 goals, but still have a damn good center half in Lewis Dunk. He's been capped by England once, and linked with £40 million loose to Chelsea. It's not gonna happen, but he's still one hell of a player. Shout out to Aaron Moy, who's also had a great season in the middle of the park, and to Matt Ryan, who's been a great shot stopper for Brighton this season. Burnley, Nick Pope. He's a great shot stopper and all around, probably England's best. He should honestly start for England instead of Jordan Pickford, but that scared Southgate's decision. Chelsea, Timo Werner. I know he hasn't played a single game in the Premier League yet, but that man was a monster, and the game against Spurs just showed why he's such an unbelievable player. His blistering pace will rip up the defenses to shreds, especially with the services of Pulisic, Ziyech, Ben Chilwell, and Mason Mount. Crystal Palace, Gary Cahill. I mean, on his day, Wilfred Zaha is a menace, but he's on his day for 10 games out of 38. He has horrendous end product, involved in only 7 goals this season. Now that is pitiful. To put this into perspective, that's only 4 more than Benteke and 4 less than Jordan Ayew. For that reason, you gotta give it to Gary Cahill, who's been one of England's top center backs for the past few years. Now he's declined a little, but he's still a great center back. Everton, Lucas Digne. Lucas Digne is just an unbelievable player who's registered 7 assists from left back this season, and has been one of the bright points in this poor Everton side. Fulham, Alexander Mitrovic. No offense, Fulham, but you haven't really got the best team, and you don't have any really particularly good players. Sessegnon was out the door, Sherla's retired, and Alexander Mitrovic was supposed to be good, but last time he was in the Prem, he tailed off after around 15 games. So, he isn't really a great player, but he's still their best player. Leeds, Rodrigo. Do I really need to elaborate? Last season, at striker, they had Patrick Bamford, and he in the Prem, he was utter pig vomit. Pablo Hernandez has been there a long time, and hasn't been in a top flight for a long time, so he hasn't proved himself. Kiko Casilla was bench keeper in Navas and Casillas when he was at Real Madrid, and now he's in Leeds. Rodrigo is a Spanish international and is in their marquee signing, and he's clearly the most talented player there and the best player there. Leicester City, Jamie Vardy. Shout out to Cagliari, Soyuncu, and James Maddison and Ricardo Pereira, but it has to go to Jamie Vardy. I mean, the man was England's top the English Premier League's top scorer of the likes of Salah, Kane, and Aguero. I mean, it's mental to think Jamie Vardy, a guy who spent his early years at Stocksbridge Park, has more Premier Leagues than Harry Kane and more golden boots than Wayne Rooney. But still, he's their best player. Liverpool, Virgil van Dijk. Shout out to Salah, Mane, Alisson, and Fabinho, who've all been great players. Robertson, Alexander-Arnold. Their squad is jam-packed with talent, but I just think Virgil van Dijk has come out on top because he was the most impactful on their team, because Liverpool weren't what they were until they got van Dijk. And although Alisson was the missing piece, if van Dijk would have been had an even greater impact if they had bought the two in a different order. Man City, Kevin De Bruyne. It's no question. It's obviously Kevin De Bruyne. The man is the best player in the Premier League, so he's obviously the best player on Man City. And at the time of recording, I don't know if Messi's going to Man City or not, but if he goes, he'll obviously be the best player there. But for now, Kevin De Bruyne. Man U, Bruno Fernandes. Don't get me wrong. Martial's a great player. Harry Maguire's a great player, but his career might end right here, right now, based on what happened in Greece. The case isn't final at the time of recording, but he's a good player. And they also have Mason Greenwood and Paul Pogba. Don't get me wrong. They're great, great players. But I just think Bruno Fernandes comes out on top. I don't know. Mainly it's because their performance all of a sudden got a lot better with Bruno Fernandes. He's the most impactful, and although most of his goals were penalties, he still was involved in so many goals in only half the season, which is just incredible. So he has to get in as their best player. Sheffield United, John Lundstrom. Sheffield United aren't really a talented bunch of players, but more of a team held together by team spirit and good runs of form. But I think, look, John Lundstrom's been their best player. Enda Stevens, John Egan, Chris Basham, Sander Berg, Billy Sharp have all been good players, but I just think John Lundstrom has been their best player. Southampton, Danny Ings. Well, it's quite obvious, isn't it? He's the second best striker in the Premier League, according to goals scored last season, of course. We can't argue using other terms, but he's just been a great player. He scored a lot of goals, and overall, I just think he's brilliant. And Ward-Prowse is, of course, an unbelievable player, but I just think Ings is better, and for that reason, he'll make this list. Tottenham, Harry Kane. Harry Kane is just an unbelievable player. He has 143 goals in the Premier League, and he's only 27, and he just has more years to go on him. And such a consistent goal scorer has to come into this list. I mean, don't get me wrong, Heung-min Son is a great player, but I just think Harry Kane edges it on this one. West Brom, Matheus Pereira. I mean, most of you guys probably don't even know who he is, but let's go. He had a shit ton of assists in the championship, and I know that doesn't mean anything, but he's still a great player. And let's look at his competition to see who else we can pick. Kamil Gwardzinski, washed up. Charlie Austin, washed up. Gareth Barry, washed up. Kieran Gibbs, washed up. Hall Robson Kanu, one tournament wonder. I mean, compared to all these players, there's no other choice. It has to be Matheus Pereira. And last but not least, Wolves, Raul Jimenez. Wolves have a great squad, great defense, great goalie, solid midfielders, good wingers, Diego Jota, Daniel Podence, and Adama Traore are all unbelievable players. I just think Raul Jimenez is their best player. They have a collection of center backs that they can rotate, and if they rotate out and don't play a player, that's fine in that position. They have decent players, but Raul Jimenez, so one player on their team that isn't replaceable by any other player on the squad. If he gets injured, that will be the most impactful thing, because he's a consistent 20-goal-a-season striker, and Adama Traore is great and all, but he does not get goals like Raul Jimenez does, and for that reason, he's their best player. Anyways, that's it. End of the podcast. Hope you liked it. And there you have it. Best player in every Premier League team. If you liked it, smash that follow button so that more people, I can get more listeners and I can expand and there can be better video quality. And if you don't like it, send me a message. Tell me what could be better. Anyways, thanks, and well, that's it.